Scientists have satellite data of the ground level in the valley for the last 25 years. And what it tells them is that pumping water out of the aquifers for agricultural needs makes the land sink. To know more, Stanford geophysicist Rosemary Knight, the senior author on the study, has introduced a new method to collect data called airborne electromagnetics.
We basically acquired data using a helicopter-deployed system that allows us to extract an image of the sediment properties below the ground surface. We can see where is there sand and gravel, where is there clay, and we get this information to a depth of about 1,500 feet below the ground surface.
Knight says by combining the two data sets, they can get a better handle on the needs of the aquifer at any location.
With another form of geophysical data is to be able to actually model how much subsidence are we going to get for how much pumping, and how much recovery are we going to get by recharging at this location to bring water levels back up.
Knight says based on this new remote sensing data, water managers will be able to target aquifers in need of recharging.
The idea is to now identify locations where we can enhance natural recharge by directing excess surface water into the ground at these locations.
Only a small part of the Central Valley has been mapped with both types of remote sensing data, but Knight believes this new data set can help sustain a very valuable water source for the future. Larry Sharoney, KCBS.